Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, thank you for listening. This is John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com, where we cover the National Football League and all the latest news happening from all around the league. So thank you guys for listening. We're going to talk a little bit about Andy Dalton and why his days could be coming to an end in Cincinnati. We're also going to talk about Jameis Winston and why Bruce Arians' system could be perfect for Winston moving forward. You know, let's start with Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton is on thin ice in Cincinnati after Mike Brown said the Bengals won't extend his contract. Dalton has to prove he's worthy of being a part of the team's long-term plan. After the comments Bengals owner Mike Brown made, it sounds like Andy Dalton's future is in doubt. Brown said they won't give Dalton a contract extension in 2019, and it could mean Cincinnati plans on drafting a quarterback at the end of this month. The former second-round pick is starting to get up there in age, and Dalton is already 31, proving that even if he does play well, he's still entering the back end of his career. Clearly, Brown wants to start prepping another quarterback and eventually turn over the reins to someone who he sees as more fit for the position. If the Bengals want to pick a player in the first round, it's possible Drew Lock or Daniel Jones are available when the time comes. Kyler Murray and Dwayne Haskins should be off the board by then, and truthfully, it would be a miracle if Lock somehow fell into Cincinnati's lap at the 11th spot. They don't like Daniel Jones, and Brown will probably have to trade down to take Will Greer in the early second-round range. You know, but based on the fact that Dalton himself was a second-round pick when he came out of TCU, it almost feels like this organization will want to go all in on the QB position and get the best player they can. You know, maybe they'll get aggressive and move up to get Haskins or Lock. You know, all these choices spell bad news for Andy Dalton, though. He'll have to find another team to continue his career. It's very possible that Dalton will be demoted to a backup quarterback job like Blake Bortles had to do with the Rams, which means he needs to have a great season in 2019, or it could be the end of Dalton's time as a starter in the NFL. So Andy Dalton, good player. Hasn't always had the blocking he needed. Last year in particular, the Bengals started off pretty well at the beginning of the season, and then injuries just caused everything to unravel. For Andy Dalton, the biggest problem is he doesn't seem to have his owner's trust. Mike Brown believes that they can get better at the quarterback position, and that has him, you know, weighing his options. It looks like he wants to go with one of the young guys, maybe someone like Daniel Jones, who is a first-round talent, opposed to Dalton, who was a second-round talent when he came out of TCU. We do know they're going to keep A.J. Green, so they're probably going to try to add more weapons around whoever the next quarterback is. But it looks like Dalton is really in some trouble here. And if he does lose this job and have to go somewhere else, where does he go? A lot of the spots are drying up. Believe it or not, there's more competent quarterbacks than maybe there's ever been in the National Football League. You know, you can look back 10 years ago, there's the upper echelon guys, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, But now I only can think of, you know, two or three jobs that Dalton maybe could go and compete for. I could see him maybe in Miami battling out with Fitzpatrick and whoever takes over that job. But it feels like Miami will want to go with the young guy. You know, maybe if Washington didn't have Case Keenum and Colt McCoy battling it out, I don't think they would bring in Andy Dalton to, you know, have another, veteran guy who's maybe a B talent, they already have enough of those guys. Unless they felt like Andy Dalton is someone who's better and can be a sure thing for them at the quarterback position. Other spots, I don't know. Jacksonville filled up with Nick Foles. There's not a lot of quarterback jobs out there anymore. And it looks like Andy Dalton will have to be a backup if he doesn't, if he doesn't stick around in Cincinnati. And to me, this 2019 season, he has to light it up. He has to prove that he can still be valuable. Because once you get labeled as a player that can't get it done, it's all downhill from there. And Andy Dalton, unfortunately, looks like he's trending in the wrong direction with the Bengals. So not good. You hate to see that happen to him. I don't think he's that bad of a quarterback. I just think it's tough to win in Cincinnati. But, whatever. We'll see what happens. One thing that just kind of came to my head, what if Dallas didn't pay Dak Prescott? Maybe Andy Dalton could go back to Texas, be the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. But it looks like Jerry Jones wants to pay Dak Prescott. Who knows, though? We'll see. The other thing we have, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are loaded with offensive playmakers, and Bruce Arians is an X and O's mastermind, which means Jameis Winston could have his best year yet. The Bruce Arians hire makes sense for Tampa Bay because he's an X and O's mastermind, and the team is loaded with offensive players. Mike Evans is an elite receiver who's gone over 1,000 receiving yards in each of his 5 seasons. O.J. Howard is a 6'6", 240-pound red zone target, and his sidekick Cameron Brate is also a solid player. Then there's emerging wideout Chris Godwin, and it's obvious they have a good nucleus in West Florida. All these tools will help Bruce Arians execute his game plan, which will be facilitated by quarterback Jameis Winston. Being able to put those guys in a position to succeed is why offensive coordinators are so valuable in today's game. The defenses in the NFL are so good that it takes a creative mind to strategize and create opportunities when it comes to designing plays. Jameis Winston will benefit so much from Arians scheming players open, and everything should be much more crisp. Winston will have to stand tall in the pocket and make all the throws, and the Buccaneers are going to attack whatever formations their opponents throw out at them. So you can expect O.J. Howard to run in between the safeties on a cover two, and Winston testing the corners when he has one-on-one coverage against a cover three. It's those little tactical advantages that should get the most out of Tampa Bay's roster, and because of that, this offense will score plenty of points. Arians couldn't have arrived at a better time for Jameis Winston, but all of his struggles are in the past now. It's all about putting it all together, moving forward, and making a run at an NFC South title. Obviously, that's step one, and then from there, it's about going on a deep playoff run. Of course, a good start to all this would be a win in week one over the Atlanta Falcons, and Winston has to be the difference maker. So, Jameis Winston, he's going to benefit from Bruce Arians, his system that, puts an emphasis on offensive execution. And not only that, Bruce Arians is a good leader who can relate to a lot of the guys in his locker room just because he's not so uptight and he's not really a square guy. He's a loose, laid-back guy that's got a lot of life experience, and he's just a different type of character that I think those guys can respect, just how he, handles and conducts himself, things like that. And then, Arians is a great play caller. He's gonna, call plays that exploit each defense's weakness. I think that's so big for Jameis Winston. We already know because of all the talent they have, they're dangerous even without good coaching. You know, and I don't want to say Dirk Koetter was a bad coach because he's offensive-minded coach and he could do some things too, but he's not Bruce Arians. You know, Bruce Arians has, you know, he's done some good things in his past. You know, he did some good things with the Arizona Cardinals, got very close. To me, I just think, you know, Arians trumps Dirk Koetter, and not just, you know, the offensive side of things, you know, also from a leadership standpoint. It's just I think it's going to be better. I don't think Dirk Koetter did a good enough job with the Ryan Fitzpatrick situation and how well he played. I thought, you know, you had to go with the hot hand if you're the coach there. But now Ryan Fitzpatrick is gone, joined the Miami Dolphins. It's clearly Jameis Winston's job. And, you know, now he's going to have more help in terms of, like I said, scheming players open and creating opportunities for this offense. For Winston, he's obviously, he can't have any more off the field stuff. It's already been far, far too much. And you have to wonder if he can change himself at this point. It's sad it's got to that. But he knows he's on, you know, thin ice as far as his behavior away from the field goes. And then on the field, you know, if he can just take care of his personal life, on the field will, you know, on the field will take care of itself because he is a good player. Should put up decent numbers, could have his best season ever. You know, you look at the guys they have there; they're loaded. Mike Evans, O.J. Howard, Cameron Brate, Chris Godwin. They lost Adam Humphries. They also traded away DeSean Jackson. That hurts. But they have the draft; they could add players in the draft. Think obviously it looks like they're going to try to tune up their defense the best they can. But you know, at some point, you know, maybe second or third rounder, they could maybe take another receiver to replace those two guys that left the team, or running back to shore up that position. But to me, overall, it just seems like, you know, Tampa Bay trending in the right direction, you know, because Bruce Arians is going to provide, you know, better coaching. He understands, you know, game situations and how to respond accordingly. And not that Koetter didn't, but, you know, the quarterback situation, it felt like he botched it. And I don't think, you know, Arians would have made the same mistake. I think Bruce Arians just gets it as far as coaching goes, just because he's been doing it for so long. I mean, if you go back and look at his history, he had a lot of failures in his coaching career, but he never quit. He always bounced back. And when, you know, you're taking chances and you're pushing your vision forward, you're going to have failures. If you're really giving it your all and you're laying it all on the line, eventually you're going to have failures. Bruce Arians always redeemed himself. And to me, you know, him wanting out of Arizona, you know, that's just another, you know, black mark against Arizona. Clearly, Arizona is a train wreck. They're the worst team in the league. They're drafting first for a reason. I think it was smart by of Arians to get out of Arizona because he didn't need them killing his stock as a coach. And by getting out of there and joining up with Tampa Bay, he's got a much better gig, and it's going to allow him to show his abilities as a coach and what he really can do. So smart move by Arian, and we'll see what he can do with all those pieces and Tampa Bay with the Buccaneers. I'm John Kuzma. That's all I have today. Check out endzoneblog.com. I appreciate it. Have a great day. I'm signing off. Check out endzoneblog.com. Thank you.